Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 13 today. Psalm 13 is another Psalm of David. How long, O Lord, wilt thou forget me forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall mine enemies be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest mine adversaries rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Sometimes when we read these psalms from David, the word enemy seems to distract us from being able to connect with the psalm. But if you ignore the statements or the word enemy and simply focus on the troubles of David, I think it's easy to see how we can identify with him. In verse 1, he's feeling forgotten and feels like God is hidden away. In verse 2, there are painful thoughts only towards sorrow. Any of his thoughts are only directed toward that. And while he thinks of others, or while he is noticed by others, they're exalted. One can question whether it's true or not, but that is his perception, as is ours at times. In verse 3, David is not heard. David is not considered, not really considered, deep into the heart of someone or God. At least that's how he feels. He's ignored when he is speaking, and this brings him nearer to death. In verse 4, others speak, others prevail over, others get to rejoice. And these are the troubles that David deals with. David, the psalmist, feels like these are the troubles that are in his life, and that these are the troubles that come from the hand of God and from the hands of others around him. At times it is God who feels distant. Others it is the people who distance themselves from him. This psalm, this poem, really this prayer, is tailor-made for the pain of disconnection. A pain too readily felt today. Read this psalm from your heart in your prayer. Read this psalm from your heart as your prayer. And then, when you rise from prayer, recite the confession of faith in verses 5 and 6, that you have trusted, and that you shall rejoice, and that you will have bounty in God. Let's read it again. How long, O Lord, wilt thou forget me forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long will I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest mine adversaries rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. I think it's important to note, in verse 3, consider and answer me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, that when David feels like he is not considered or thought of or heard and answered, isn't it interesting that he feels like he is that much closer to death? It's compelling to consider that not being heard is a walk toward death. How will we react to others when they try to speak to us? Hopefully, we will listen and we will pray. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk to you again soon.